Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now we are very excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in Mr. Daryl Green, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion. Daryl, how are you, man? Thanks for making time for us.
Everything is excellent. Everything is excellent. Am I coming through fine for you guys?
Yep, we got you, big
Sounds
bro.
Great, man.
Excellent, excellent. Great.
Daryl, the Burgundy and Gold has not played this late into the season since you were playing. As somebody that has obviously re-embraced the team and been re-embraced by new ownership, how exciting is this for you to see this team make this kind of playoff run?
Yeah, this is like, I think we all feel like we're dreaming and, and we don't want to wake up, But at the end of the day, I was just thinking about the team today and that, you know what, I don't think it is like a dream. I think it's been very well, thoughtfully, awakeningly executed. They picked right. Even I humbly say, even when they honored me, I think it endeared them to the city, and I say that humbly. It endeared them back to the city because, of course, I am the city. I love the city. My wife's from here. I think that the moves were very serious. They were very focused. They were true. The people, the coach, all the people, they made decisions that made, like, we're trying to do this. We're not just trying to luck into it. It's not a dream. When you really think about it, man, these guys, they really did. They were doing what they were doing. And the right people. I was just looking at something earlier that, and y'all can answer this for me. This kid, St. Jude, he lost St. Juice or however you say his name. He's not starting anymore, is he?
No. So Mikey.
Well, especially with Lattimore healthy now.
When I saw that, I thought, That's a conscious team when you move people at different times. You know, people may be hurt or people mad, but no, we're trying to win. And we'll move anybody and do anything we need to do within the context to try to win. And that sounds simple, but when I saw that, I thought, man, these guys are doing everything to try to win football games. They're not trying to be cute, trying to appease anybody, you know, worrying about the media work. They are trying to win. And I just, man, it is exciting. It really is. And, you know, and I'll just shut up here. But for me, I'm just happy for all of us Washingtonian, Washington Metropolitan, DMV fans, you know, because we're human, you know, and we've always loved this city. We've always loved this team. And it's been painful.
I'd say the same thing. Like I've said it, you need a delicate mix of, like, you know, veteran guys in the middle of their prime, guys starting off young, And I look at this football team, guys like Bobby Wagner basically was Monty in my book when I got here. You know, you look at the other guys like a Frankie Louvoux, that's you. You know, then you look at the younger dudes, Andre Collins and myself. You know, you got to have that mix. That's Jaden Daniels and Mikey Sarrasdale. When you get that mix and you got guys that are working for one cause, like you just stated, winning football games, good things happen for you.
Man, that's just ain't nobody playing no games and tripping. These guys are just trying to win football games. They ain't up their butts and all that stuff. And really, when you think about it, and be missed being out so long myself, given me honors over the years and Hall of Fames and stuff, but man, we were just a bunch of guys. We're not famous, you know, all across the country, all these famous players that played on their teams. But the Joe Gibbs era went to 4 Super Bowls, and man, it's not this famous superstar laden 3 different quarterbacks. It was just a bunch of guys that played hard and were trying to win, loved our team, loved our each other, loved our city, and they have tapped into that somehow. I'm not taking credit for them, but we don't want to take their credit, but they've tapped into the historic way of old Washington Redskins football, in my humble opinion.
I think that comes from the owners. Let's be real. I've talked to Mitchell Rails a lot. I've talked to Josh Harris, Mark Iron. They were fans of the football, of the team Ben. They watched the things that happened. Then they get a guy like Magic Johnson, who is a winner. You know what I mean?
Nothing but a winner.
And then they bring in Adam Peters and Dan, who they give that message to, and those guys attach themselves at the hip and say, let's go get guys that work like that. They brought 35 new players on this football team. And they've come together. Everything. They are closer after a year, not even a full year, than they were over the last 4 years. That says a lot.
Man, I tell you, you have to pull for them. And I know, listen, there's a lot of people were hurt over the last 20 years for different reasons. They're like, man, they're never coming back. And I said it from day one when they started to pull me back in. I said, guys, y'all, come on back, y'all. Come on back, please. Please, y'all, come on back, y'all. And now I would imagine a lot of people are probably changing their heart a little bit. But I respect those people because they were spit on and stepped on with some of them that their stories, man, my grandfather, last time I saw him, we was watching Redskin game, man. Man, my daddy, man, we used to go. B-Mitch, I'd heard every story. I didn't create it. I came into it. Grandmamas, grandfathers, sons, daughters, people, these people, we didn't create it. We just came to it. But I respect that, man. And some of them were so hurt. They left and they said, I'll never come back. And I hope, I really do, for their sake, that they'll come back. And for all of our sake, that they'll come back and that we can get this thing back, man, because we impact this city. We, you know, things are better when we're doing great. Morale, people are happier. People can treat people better, be more kinder, speak to one another, you know, have a better conversation at the water faucet, you know, at the grocery store. That's just what it was and is, and it's coming back to be. And it's important to me. It's important. It's important. I think that, you know, when we talk about humans, people, and particularly with how blown up on fire we are in America and particularly in the D.C. area, political and all that stuff, man, we need to smile again. We need to laugh again. We need to have a sandwich together again, have a Coke together. We need to have fun again. Get it out here in these schools. And, man, we got to get back to where human beings are not robots and not some kind of a weirdos and that people can laugh and smile again. And that team was the thing that brought that to us. And I want it back. That's what I'm jealous for.
I totally agree. My father was a bartender, and I remember being there as a kid, and you'd have plumbers and lawyers and lobbyists and the guy that drives the metro all sitting together just talking about
laughing
the Skins.
And,
like money, race, religion, there was no divide because everybody just talked about the burgundy and gold. Yeah. We're speaking with Daryl Green here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, Daryl Green, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl winner. I just looked this up.
6 career pick sixes. Pretty damn incredible, Daryl.
Oh, he got out in front of him.
Well, I couldn't kick that well, so I could have had more. My wife told me that. B-Miss, my wife told me after the game one game, she said, man, you can't catch. And ever since, I told her, I said, you the reason I can't catch. If you didn't tell me that, I might have got better. But, yeah, I couldn't. If I, six out of 20 years, man, that ain't too many. I should have caught more. If I had Deion's hands and Champ Bailey's hands and who was that, Woodson, and them boys could catch, uh-huh. Man. D. Green could not catch. I couldn't catch, man. I couldn't. But I knocked it down, though. I knocked it down.
Did you play receiver also, like in high school?
Man, I started football on JV in 11th grade, and I was going both ways. And I told that backup receiver, hey, man, go in. You go in. I didn't want to. Here's what I knew. I don't know if y'all remember this. It was Charlie Brown, Peanuts, and all, you know, they used to call it Charlie Brown
sure.
Show. And you know, the guy would be, you know, playing baseball, and he could never catch. But I knew that I would get wide open. I know I'm going to get wide open. I'm going to outrun this guy, and the ball is going to be coming, and I'm not going to catch it. And so I was always nervous about that. But at DB, you know, I could, you know, I knocked the ball down. I made some crazy catches, but I just never – and the other thing, too, for all you young athletes out there playing sports, I never, ever worked on catching. Now, that sounds crazy, but when I thought about it, I never worked on catching. I never had went through drills where I'm going to just work on, you know, they did them at camp. I'm talking about where I, in the off season, I was running, trying to run fast, move my feet. I did all
yeah,
the things
I tried
to
work out with you one time.
Receiver.
I never came back.
But you should have asked me, hey, D, let's go catch some balls. You could catch. You should have said, D, hey, man, let's stop running. Put our clocks down. Let's work on catching. But, yeah,
hey, all of us wanted to be fast like you, D. Believe me, we thought that was most important.
Yeah, I should have wanted to catch better, but I didn't. But no, I couldn't catch. But anyway, I didn't cut you off. You said six touchdowns. It was great. That was great. And I had a lot of other punt return touchdowns that got called back though too. So, but I had a lot of three touchdowns. But yeah,
and some big ones in big moments certainly. Daryl, I'm curious if you agree with this, man. I have made the argument over the last. Especially the last month, 6 weeks, getting to the NFC title game, you know, going deep in the playoffs changes a lot for a lot of people. Like, my two daughters are super invested all of a sudden. That never happened prior. When I was a kid, there was a deep love affair between this city and this area and this football team. And largely mm-hmm. through the actions of ownership over a 25-year period, that love affair started to dry up. It really did. It has been impacted. I think this city... This team, and specifically Jaden Daniels, has the how much they love the burgundy and gold.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I think, man, you know, the people have to feel like they are important. You have to feel like your decision making, your what you say, your comments, your who you bring in, who you cut, they have to feel like you have them in mind. You actually have us as fans in mind when you make these decisions about what you're doing, even though you really are a multi-billion-dollar industry, and it's a business. Like, we get that. But that's the magic of it. That can you make these they're making billions. Or they'll make billions, but they really, and it's a big billion-dollar company. But it's really for the people, and that's that unique combination of strategic movements that some people just didn't have the ability to do, in my humble opinion. But these guys, as you just said, Josh and Mitch, Magic, Mark, all these guys, Blitzer, they seem like, to me, they got something figured out around that. Because, man, you know, football, man, you a gazillionaire when you're on a football team. You're a gazillionaire. These guys, it's like, man, you think about the guy down in Dallas. The man is probably to make a gazillion dollars on these guys playing football. But there's something about, even when Dallas has been bad, they still love them because the decisions made and the conversations had and the people that are around there keep them people feeling like we're in it. We love you. Y'all are part of it. It's your team. And that's a strategic – you got to be strategic when you're doing that kind of stuff. And so, you know, yeah. And the players, of course, have a lot to do with that. And Jaden Daniels is just an extraordinary young man, just totally extraordinary. I'm not just talking about throwing the football or running. I'm talking about as a human.
Yeah.
And then, as you said before, man, Bobby Wagner is a high-class individual, highly, you know, just as a man, highly respected. You know, this young boy, and he's my mentee, and I can't even say his last name. But, you know, he's a high-level guy. Frankie, all these guys, they just – and I'm talking defense myself because I don't really talk offense as much. But these guys are just good, solid guys. Terry McCollum, McLaurin, he's just – I mean, I called his name at the draft a few years ago. But, you know, just got good, solid young people. Yeah. And, man, we should be happy right now. Now, we should be happy because we should be happy. But they should have a stick up their behind to try to get this game won next week. So,
I think also, like – go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I would say, like, the thing I noticed about them, after they went to on that road trip when they left Cincinnati and they went straight to Arizona, it made them have to deal with each other. Like, you know, we went away for training camp. You know, if I had a question, I'd come talk to you. I'd talk to Monty. I didn't – you know, you all wouldn't go on home because when you're close to home, you're going to the conference. You're not going to a dorm room or a hotel room when you can go to your crib. You know what I mean? And I think that road trip made this team closer. That's why a lot of this success is happening today.
You know, I totally agree with that. You know, I'm going to tell y'all a story that happened with me. In the early games, you have to go back and look at the schedule, but they had really was doing really well. And people were asking me about the team, and everybody was all excited. It was early on. I can't remember how many games had been played, but I knew that we had three games that were coming up, and they were Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Dallas. And I told everybody, I'm loving what's going on, but I said, call me after Pittsburgh, Philly, and Dallas. That was a succession of games. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh first, Philly, Dallas. We lost all three. And I said, it just shows you, you know, where we are. But here's what I just realized the other day about what I missed in the equation. Even though I was right, they're not what we think they were at that time, losing to Pittsburgh is real football. That's grown man football. That's grown man football. The bus used to run over my behind. That was real football. Philadelphia is your NFC East champion. You know, must have been high class play team in the multiple, over the last few years. So you got to beat Philly, and then the Dallas Cowboys. That's your rival, and you know, that's why I said that. But what I missed, what I'm so excited about is one part that I missed was that doing these steps down these roads, even with those losses, we were actually going to be getting better. I didn't add that to the equation. Mm-hmm. I was just saying today, but I didn't realize that. But we're still going to be growing from that, gaining insight from that, getting better from that, maturing from that, and that's what has happened. I was right. If you want to judge them today at that, today, no, they're not ready for prime time. But prime time wasn't prime time yet. Now it's prime time. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They got those experiences under their belts. So I was right, but I was wrong that they were getting better. And man, it's exciting. It's exciting. But do you understand what I'm saying? When people were asking me about that, I was like, dude, call me after those three games. And bam, man, I got my head down. Man, those three games gave them experiences that they couldn't buy. And now they can take those experiences into these playoff games and make it happen. And I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the experience of all those games. All those games. We lost to Tampa Bay day one. We lost to Tampa day one, but day 16, 13, whatever, we beat them. Yep. And so that was pretty neat. That was pretty neat. So that's kind of been my story this year. And I'm just so proud of them, man, and appreciate them, thank them for, you know, helping to bring back to our city something so valuable and important. And I don't think, unfortunately, and I'm not mad at them, I don't think half of them really even know. I don't think they really even know. I don't think they truly know. But I think they're learning and they're going to get it. And it's happening. So, you know, as I said before, you can judge them at one day, but you got to keep in mind that they're gaining wisdom from every day. There you go. So it's so exciting. So exciting.
Daryl, last thing for me. What do you think their chances are to win in Philly, go to the Super Bowl?
Oh, man. Well, I tell you right now, as I said before, Philly, you have to beat the champion. So that's, you know, Philly, you have to beat the champion. I mean, you got to beat Philly. You got to beat Kansas City. You know, when teams won the East, Kansas City won the whole Super Bowl, hey, that, you got to beat them. You got to come and beat me. So I respect that. I respect Philly. I have great respect for Philadelphia. They've done it for a long time now. So I got high regard for them. But, boy, I tell you, this young man in the leadership on the offense and the leadership on the defense, the special team, this team is not a team that you want to play around with right now. And so I'm going to say that in my humble opinion, it is no way that you could say we don't belong or we don't have a shot. We got an extraordinary shot at winning this game. And I'm not only just pulling for them, But I believe without a doubt we can win this game. I believe it.
I love it.
Appreciate you, bro.
Daryl, thank you for the time, man.
All the time, man. All the time.
You got some gumbo. I'll bring you some over.
For sure. For sure.
Seriously, Daryl, thank you so much, man. Maybe, who knows? Maybe we'll all be talking in New Orleans in a couple weeks.
Come on now. Come on. I'm going. I'm going.
Got to speak it into existence, D. That's what I believe, man.
If we get this done, I will be there. So y'all check us out. We're going to be there. But let's get this first one done now. This last one done. All right.
Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate the time, man. The legend, Daryl Green. You can follow him at DarylGreen28 on Twitter, Instagram. He's a great Instagram follow. Seven-time Pro Bowler, Hall of Fame All-1990s team, in the Hall of Fame in 2008, two-time Super Bowl champion.
Right with the win.
And, dude, if I had to guess, for Daryl, the 96 Walter Payton Man of the Year might be his most important accomplishment. Just knowing.
Because it's all about him as a total person.
The type of guy he is. Definitely. That was simply tremendous.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.